So, and if your line isn't muted, please mute your line so we've got a nice quiet line to begin. So this is Michelle. This is our very first ever full day Influence a Story retreat. I have been so excited preparing materials for you, meditating on this topic of influence for days and weeks and months. And so we have from 10 until 4 Mountain Time. I'll tell you a bit more about the structure of our day in a little bit, but I'm needing to hold myself in from our new market set go because there's so much I want to share with you today. So I would like this, my intention for this day is both some incredible training, some time for interaction and meditating on your influence and what it is and how you want to grow it and use it. And then time for questions as well at the end of the day. So pieces of workshop style, workshop style that we will do and really diving in. So this is on the court useful for you in your real world. I want to begin as we always do in Shavasana, gathering the energy. And I want to do this for you, but to be honest, I want to do this for me. I'm so excited. I'm bouncing off the walls. And so let's gather our energy here together. Find that quiet space out of which everything empowering comes. The most empowering words, empowering stories, empowering connections, the best of our influence, the best of the best in our world comes from that quiet place to begin. So find a place where you'll be undisturbed, either in seated meditation or lying in Shavasana. Let yourself be comfortable. Make any adjustments you need to be comfortable. And then take comfort and find stillness. Scan the body for any tension. And where you find tension, breathe into that spot and let it go. Relax the feet, relax the legs, relax the hips and buttocks. Relax the abdomen, low back, ribs, the chest, the mid back, the upper back. Relax the collarbones. Relax the shoulders, relax the arms, relax the hands. Soften the throat, soften the back of the neck, relax the face, relax the back of the head, the skull. Relax the forehead, the crown of the head. Relax and let go. Soften the jaw. Relax the tongue. Feel the breath. Be the breath. If the mind wanders, let that thought go as soon as you notice it arising. Come back come back to this moment, this breath, here and now. Know that this quiet place is always accessible to you. It's there with a minute's pause or even a single breath. It's your birthright. Allow the breath to deepen. If you're seated, you can softly open the eyes, keep the gaze down to begin. Take a few breaths in that position and slowly raise the eyes. And rejoin our circle. If you're in Shavasana, bend the knees, roll to the side, press yourself up. And for everyone, camera on, always, absolutely, whenever possible. Influence, for one thing we know. It's so obvious we miss it. Influence requires visibility. If no one can see you, how can we be influential? And we practice here in this day of influence, seeing each other and being seen. And so camera on whenever possible. And let's begin. Let's hear from one or two of you. Just a sentence, one gift from this Shavasana practice today. What would you like to share? What did you love today in this real, actual practice? It's one beautiful spot in your practice that you'd like to share. Yeah, Dottie and then Yvonne, thank you.
I was telling Yvonne and Marnie before everybody else got here that I was just finished a Pilates class, but it was a relaxing one. And so the Shavasana was just so lovely, having just finished the stretching on my shoulders and everything. It just made my body just feel wonderful.
I'm so glad you said that, Dottie. In the, what is it, a couple of years now that we've been beginning with Shavasana in this community, and it's a new point that I've not ever mentioned before. Shavasana is lovely on its own. I recommend you practice it every single day. And when we move the body first, for me, that's in yoga postures. But if the body has been moved and worked, we do it in other ways as well, I suppose. And then we do Shavasana, it's deeper and yummier. Don't neglect Shavasana because you haven't done that, but I've never ever said that before. And Dottie, you've brought that out of me. Another of the benefits of Shavasana, another way to deepen it. Thank you. Go out for a walk, come back in Shavasana, see what happens. Move the body in one pose, downward dog. Many people know that even if they don't practice yoga. A complete practice, one of my teachers told me, is to hold down, if we haven't had time to do yoga all day, she said, do downward dog at the end of the day for 5 minutes, hold it for 5 minutes. You won't feel like you've had a complete workout if you're looking for the workout part and the mind quietening, and then do Shavasana. Don't do that if the body is hurting, right? Don't do that if it doesn't feel right. Ahimsa, non-violence, non-harming.
Can I just ask a quick question? I'm hungry.
Yes, please eat, please drink, please take care of yourself, please stand, sit, whatever you need so that you maintain your body energy. Thank you. That's a great question to ask at the outset here, Dottie. Thank you. Yvonne, Shavasana for you today.
It was just a really nice pause because I've been up really early. I was interviewed at 7 a.m. this morning. And in order to actually say something that makes sense, I need to be up, you know, quite a bit prior to that so I can actually think. And it was just, so it feels like I've already had a whole day behind me, and it just felt really nice to just pause and kind of do, it almost felt like a reset.
Mm-hmm. I love that word, both those words, pause and reset. Shavasana does that. I have set up my home space to encourage that. So my bedroom is that way, right? This is my office at home, and my yoga space is right there. And my kitchen and dining room are over there. when I leave my office, there's no place else that I can go except I walk through my yoga space. So I've set up my space to encourage that pause, to encourage that reset. I'm walking by. I have many things that I use. I have all kinds of yoga props and more elaborate practice, but there's a bench that I do a back bend over, and it's just lying there. And just a minute on top of it, it's kind of like a, I guess we could call it a version of Shavasana too, an elevated version of Shavasana almost on that. My space is set up so I can't help myself and I get that reset button all through the day. What would it be like to set up? So thank you for that, Yvonne. You know, what would it be like to have that pause, a reset through your day? And then that, you know, brings to mind, can you set up your space to encourage that? So again, these points I have not taught about Shavasana before. So thank you for that. Beautiful. Anything else bubbling up wanting to be said, without which we cannot go forward? Okay. Something just downloaded for me. Okay. We only have one title for this. It's called Influence a Story. This is the very first time we've done this in this community or ever. And a subtitle just downloaded to me in the moment. I had to write it down, right? I taught a retreat in Mexico for about 7 years before we had the title of it. So, you know, don't let things hold you back from doing the work that you're meant to do on the planet. You don't have a title. You don't know who to work with. You don't know where to find that person. Doesn't matter. Go out, talk to people, practical applications, go out, do it, get it on the court. And there you'll learn so much, right? And the title of this, as of 10 seconds ago, we knew it was called Influence's Story. But because of working with this material for you already so much in the days that have preceded this, the subtitle downloaded to me just now, Influence a Story, How to Increase Your Influence Massively in 2021. Who would like some of that for 2021, that you actually became so much more influential, that your word is law, that people actually, you say something and inspires and uplifts people? Who would like that? Again, round of hands. I would really like to be more influential. Thank you. Okay, thank you. So just want to tell you a little bit about the structure of our day today, how we're going to use our time, and what the different parts of the retreat will be. So we're going to be, we have three blocks today. And again, please don't hold me to the exact time endings. We'll try to be close to this, but we have three hour and a half long blocks. So I'm going to speak mountain time, and then you can translate to your own time zone. All right. Pacific an hour earlier, you know, we started at 10 o'clock mountain time. All right. So first block, 10 to 11:30. We have a half hour break. We'll end up with at least a 15 minute break. All right. So we've booked in a half an hour, 10 to 11:30, 12 to 1:30. We'll have a lunch break from 1:30 to 2:30, where don't step outside and start taking care of other people and to step out of the energy of this. You want to stay in this energy and renew your energy, get some food, get something to drink, maybe go for a walk and contemplate some of the things that we have been doing, and then figure out what questions you want to ask, right? Because our last block then is from 2:30 to 4. And what we're going to be doing, and this is going to be super fluid. This is going to be highly interactive, and it's going to depend on what you bring to the table, all right? But just so you have some idea of the structure of our day, some pieces might be moved around depending on how the conversation goes. Our first block, obviously welcoming you here and setting the intentions for what we're doing. What influence is? What are the characteristics of influential people and why it matters? So can we even see what this thing is and why we would seek it, and why you would seek it, right? From 12 to 1:30, I want to provide you with some amazing resources on influence. I've spent hours finding these resources. I can't say that I've mastered them all, but I want to tell you, let you in on a secret. I mean, I wanted to teach this because I want to know this. I know that this is the cutting edge for me in my life, for my company, for what I can do in the world. So same reason I taught many years ago, a retreat that we've retired many years ago, but it was a Quantum Leaps retreat. I invented it because I wanted to be there, taught it for 6 years, you know? And this retreat, it's at the core of everything. It's the core of everything, right? So I'm here because I want to learn about it. I've gathered some resources and can point you to some pieces from these resources, and you can follow up afterwards if you choose. And I want you to know that this is not once and done. We have this day together, but I am working with influence all this year. So this is not a once and done. We're going to be hearing more and more pieces of it throughout, all right? We've already got some pieces in practical applications. We're going to hit it hugely in sales as story in our 2 days that we have together, because that's the, you know, aspects of influence that come into sales, and you know, how do we be influential, not as power over, but as, you know, beyond win-win, being, you know, of service to the world and uplifting our own lives in the process, right? So from 12 to 1:30, influence resources. I'm trained as a researcher. Let's see what other people have done so we don't have to reinvent the wheel, and let me do some of the heavy lifting for you. I haven't mastered them, but I just bought, for instance, like a $250 text on influence that you guys are not going to buy. I wouldn't if I were you, but let me do the heavy lifting for you. Let me bring to you some of the insights of what some of the researchers on influence are doing, right? Again, both today and then throughout the year, there's going to be more and more coming because I am interested. I'm focused on this, right? So, 12 to 1:30, influence resources, where you would like to have influence, how to create that influence, because there's very specific things that we need to do in order to create that influence, and to transfer it from areas of our lives where, you know, we already have more influence than we may have thought. How can we transfer that excellence so we can translate it over into areas where we feel not so influential? Maybe it's sales, maybe it's speaking, maybe it's growing our tribe, whatever it is. How do we transfer that excellence so that we can start doing this now? We'll have a lunch break. I'll give you some questions to ponder. I already have, but so that we stay engaged with this work over lunch. And after lunch, we'll get to the core of the title, Influences Story. You know, why and how is story connected to influence? And you'll notice if we've done our work correctly that all throughout, you know, all of the resources that I sought on influence, every single one of them, all they're doing is telling stories over and over and over again. Let me give you a hint to start with. You know, influence happens through and by story. How can we tap into its power, understand its connection with influence in order to change our world and to touch the worlds of the people around us, those that we're meant and to serve, those that we're designed to serve? How do we change the story that we have? Because we might not have a story that is conducive to influence, right? So how do we transform the story? That might be one key thing. If you only take away that from this whole day, here's one story that I just sussed out that is blocking my influence. And here's how I release it so that I can actually have, you know, power and influence, again, not power over, but power with and power for in the world. That alone will, that one piece from this day is life and world changing for your company. Finding our, and changing our stories has to do with finding, and we'll understand this more after our first block, finding our big why for our companies. If we are not on fire about what we're doing, if we don't like get roll out of bed and go like, oh my God, I can't wait to do the thing that I'm doing. I mean, I was up past midnight studying this stuff. And I talked to my friend Sarah, who's all about, you know, make sure you have a balanced day, get to bed early. You know, Mary Kay, you're in the center of my screen, you know, right? Yvonne, you know, it's like, I couldn't help myself. You know, I'm like, okay, I'm going to shut up. No, I couldn't. I was on fire about this stuff. I love this stuff. I can't wait to share it with you. And if you don't have that, Teresa DeGrosbois, the author of Mass, a book, a beautiful book called Mass Influence, she says, like, if you don't have that for your company and your work, find it or do something else. Is that important for influence, right? So what's our big why for our companies? We do pieces of that in other places in our year, but we've never, ever connected this with influence and how we tap into this for the best influence on the planet. We may, if we have time, talk about company values. What is it that you stand for? I can't promise that we're going to get there because there's already, you know, what you're going to find is the first time you teach something, you always try to do too much, you know? So, and I will sacrifice doing more for doing deeply, doing what we're doing deeply. All right. But don't worry, we're going to find those different things throughout the year in different places. All right. Building our influence in the real world. What are the action steps that you want to take right here, right now, by the end of today, you're going to know what those are in order to expand your influence in the area that you choose. And then I want to leave a bunch of time at the end for Q&A. So be gathering your questions, put them on a separate page throughout the day. And if questions arise as we're speaking, find that this is interactive. It's like, Michelle, can I just ask this question? I will let you know if we're on a roll and we need to finish off a concept, or if there's time for that question right on the spot, and then a chunk of time for questions at the end of the day. Clear about what we're doing and the structure of it. Make sense? Okay, it is an ambitious agenda. It's an ambitious agenda. And again, what my intention is to sacrifice breadth for depth if need be. If we just did that one thing, for instance, what's the story, one story that we suss out for each person here that you find it that's blocking your influence? Maybe it's like, I'm not an influential person. I don't need that to do my work. I just want to live a quiet life and be happy. But nobody listens to me and I'm not really happy. You know what I mean? Like some version of that might be blocking your influence. And just stopping that, unplugging your influence, that one thing could change the world for you, all right? So that is our agenda for today. Thank you for so much for being here. If I'm not excited about the thing I'm teaching something else, right? I am always excited about what I'm teaching, or we change it. But I am super excited about this. I'm super invested in this. When we change our level of influence, it rocks our world and those around us. And I don't want to say too much more about that because I want to discuss that with you, what you think about it, why influence matters and so on, all right? But so jot down just, let me see, one thing that excites you about what I said about what we're doing today. I can unlock that one story. I could find out what people do who are influential, so I could do that too. One thing, just jot down one thing so that I know that you're here, present, tracking, so we can move on to the next piece. Let's jot down one thing. Okay. Then, thank you so much for those who filled out the survey. So helpful to see where you are on this topic of influence. And if you didn't, thank you for taking the time at the beginning of our day to think about, well, what is influence and why does it matter? So all of that primes a pump for us to be able to have this discussion today, to dive in, all right? And to not just to discuss, but to be on the court, to do, to actually change our understanding, our beliefs, and then take action on it, all right? So it's not just about kind of head knowledge, I don't care. It's like, what is it like on the court in the real world? All right. So what I want to ask you to start with is, well, then, given the survey that you filled out, given what we've talked about already today, given what you already know or think about influence, I want to ask you what your intentions are for today. What is it about influence that you want to most understand, experience, learn? So let's hear from one or two of you. You know, it's like, if I got this one thing about influence today, I'd be happy. Or here's the thing that I'm most interested in or curious about. Or here's the thing that I don't know about that I want to know about. Here's what I want to leave with. Let's hear from a couple of you. What are your intentions for today? Who would like to go first? Yeah, Yvonne, thank you.
Like, I know I already have a certain level of influence. But how can I increase that? How can I build on what I have?
Fantastic. I love every word that you said. I already have a certain level of influence. This is a major insight to start with. Some people don't think like that or don't know that. I already have a certain level of influence. How can I increase it? How can I build on what I have to increase my level of influence? And Yvonne, why would you want to do that? Just really briefly, like what, so what, why, you know, I mean, who cares?
That's a great question. it's to broaden my own world and so I can help more people.
So I can broaden my world, help more people. Simple words and very powerful, very impactful. It's about both my life and others. And as I grow into more and more of what I call big self, like all of who I am on the planet, then I broaden my world. I see different things. The world actually transforms as I become different. I get to help and serve more people. And to me, that's a life on purpose. To me, that is a life well lived. You know, it's joyful. I see somebody else light up. Their life changes and my life changes as a result. Thank you, Yvonne. Beautiful. Intentions. Who would like to share next? Let's hear at least one more. Mary Kay, thank you.
Well, just as I was processing while you were talking, and I'm going to stay on for the rest of this workshop, but I found something big already.
God, I love that. I already got my take home. Everything else is bonus. Mary Kay, brilliant. Lee, can you share it with us so that we can have that too? And we can benefit from that too?
It's stories that went all together from a strategy call I did last night, and just as I was processing, it's like I found this story that's blocking me. Wow. Yeah, another one. Gosh, I didn't know about this one.
Mary Kay, that's fantastic. And you don't need to do that. Sometimes they're very private. We just discovered them and we want time to process it. And sometimes it's powerful to share it. I'm not saying it needs to be either or, but I just want to give you the opportunity to share it. It doesn't have to be perfectly articulated. You don't have to tell us all the nitty gritty about it if you don't want to. Here's just an opportunity. If you choose, it is completely up to you, because probably we don't have all the same stories, but there's probably something resonant in other people. They'll go, oh, that's hers. Mine is this one.
And try. This was the story down below that was okay. It's that people will not accept my help. And it's switched over to I can help. This woman last night that she's not, I don't think I'm going to make her an offer. I don't think she's going to be an ideal client, but oh my gosh, I'm sure I've changed things for her.
Mary Kay, fantastic. And we can start to see too, influence, it impacts sales. Influence impacts, you know, so this is going to dovetail so well with our sales, a story that we're going to be starting next month, I believe it is, right? So, I can help. People will not accept my help. I can have all the best structures, all the best systems. I can work with the best copywriter. I can create the best funnel, although I don't really believe in the funnel, you know, $5, $25, $97, et cetera, but I can build the best systems and structures. I can build email campaigns. I can build the best freebie that I'm going to give to people. Then I can build the best talk. And at the end of all that, I got this running. People won't accept my help. People won't accept my help. People won't accept myself and all of that. And then I think I've done bad work. And then I start beating up on myself because I think, well, none of that works. And then I decide that I'm going to go, like, I don't know, bake bread or go, you know, dump garbage for a living instead, right? That one belief transformed has the power to shift my level of influence. And you're already starting to see some of the material for this afternoon. Influence a story. It's impossible to have influence if we don't understand the stories that are going on inside us and others. And just a sneak peek too, one way to think about influence is also about listening to other people's stories. If I can't do that, I can't have influence. Influence is about listening to other people's stories. If I can't do that, I can't have influence. If that makes sense to you, raise your hand. Did you hear that? Influence and story are deeply intertwined, our own and others. Mary Kay, thank you. Thank you for sharing. And if you heard anything that it might not be exactly like Mary Kay's, but everybody's furiously writing it. If you heard something in what Mary Kay said where you go, oh, wait, I've got a story, something like that too, that I'm starting to investigate, raise your hand. I think I'm seeing nods all over the place, right? Yes, thank you for that. So Mary Kay, thank you for vulnerably sharing. And when it's hot off the press, and that helps everyone. Thank you. And helps us understand influence as story, right? And with our new subtitle, how to increase your influence massively in 2021. Well, can you see that if Mary Kay, as you make that one shift for all of us, can we see that? If Mary Kay doesn't make that shift, the influence can't grow. this now already just at the beginning of our day, possibility for massive shift in influence, because all that work could be done, and then we get discouraged and so on and so forth. We shift that one story, and there's the possibility for massive increase in influence, because all these people are coming to me and I have that belief, and then they don't say yes, they want to say right. And massively increasing influence just from that one thing already. Thank you, Mary Kay. All right. Anything else about your intentions for the day? What you would like to, what about influence that you want to experience, learn, understand, take action on? Anything else wanting to be said without which we cannot go forward? Okay. Thank you. So my intention, would you like to hear what my intention for the day is for you? So here's my intention for you for the day. This is the why. This is why I set this day up. This is my desire for you. This is what I want for all of us here together for the day. My intention is that each and every person in this room, whether you're here with us live or you're listening to the recording afterwards, got a few texts from people who aren't here with us live, but welcome. You're so great to see you here too, right? Each and every person will leave influence as story, having increased their level of influence, both as perceived by themselves and others, and understand how to use story to create influence. Each and every person will leave having increased their level of influence, both as perceived by themselves and others, and understand how to use story to create influence. Can you see that just, you know, partway into the first block, that we already have done significant work on that? If you get that, raise your hand. Already doing it. Thank you. All right. Take a moment, jot down your biggest insight, your biggest aha. Just want to empty out the room a little bit before we move forward. Just take a moment to consolidate, a little mini consolidation. Thank you. All right. So I want to start out our day. Well, we're already well into our day. The question I want to ask you is, well, what is influence anyway? We kind of think we know what it is. We know it when we see it, we think, but I just want to create a working definition among ourselves so we know what that thing is that we're talking about. And I'm not interested in, like, we can all go look it up and we can Google it, get a dictionary definition, but I would, you know, and you can all do that afterwards if you want, right? But I want to construct it creatively together here. What is influence for you? What does that mean to you? Let's hear from a couple of you. What is influence? Doesn't have to be perfect. Doesn't have to be a dictionary definition. Doesn't have to cover all of it. Just some aspect of influence, something that you think about influence. When you hear that word influence, what do you hear? There are no wrong answers here. What is influence? Yeah, Marnie, thank you.
For me, part of it that there has to be action, and that it's lighting the way for people to be able to see how they can move forward.
Lighting the way for people to see how they can move forward. I love that. I missed the very first part. Your internet dropped for a minute. Tell me the very first part of what you said. Do you remember?
I said that to have influence requires that people actually take action.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness. Thank you for that. I'm so glad I asked you to repeat it. So I'm highly influential, I think, over here in my world, but nobody ever does anything. It doesn't affect anybody that, you know, when we know what we don't want, that's non-influence, right? If I'm influential, if I have influence, then people around me take action. They take action. And I love that you've connected it with it. It's lighting the way for people to move forward. Beautiful words, Marnie, because it's not just any old action. And I'm not interested here in, you know, there's influence on the dark side. I mean, think Hitler, think, you know, horrendous influencers, okay, on the planet who've influenced people for harm. So not interested in that here. Whatever that is, like, not interested. To truly be an influencer is to influence for the good, to uplift, to light the way. That's how you put it, Marnie. Light the way for people to move forward. Both lighting the way and forward underline that in what you said, and that they actually do something, right? So let's say it's an inspiring speaker. I get up on stage and for the moment, people are inspired. From what you said, Marnie, that's inspiration is might be related to influence, but it's not the same thing, because they're inspired for the moment. They go back to their regular, ordinary worlds and nothing has changed. There's been no influence there. So it's real impact on people's lives and they take action. Thank you. Beautiful. Love it. What else? What's influence? We covered some great points here. Thank you, Marnie. Beautiful. Anything else that you want to add, elaborate on something Marnie said, add another dimension to it? Mary Kay, thank you.
The word that keeps popping up for me is connection.
Oh, I've got chills when you say that. A single word and huge. It's huge in terms of influence. And I think, hang on a second. Connection. I wrote it down somewhere because I told you that I'll give you some references, some places where you can investigate further about influence. And I'm so, you know, there's the researcher in me. I love that. But I left academia because nobody ever did anything about it. Right? So, but I have that aspect. It's like, let's not reinvent the wheel. What have other people learned about it? And then how can I put it on the court and take action, right? And so that word connection, it's right back to, you know, who's heard of Dale Carnegie's How to Win Friends and Influence People? Have you heard of it? I mean, famous book on influence, right? And here's what he said so many decades ago. He said, and he's talking about win friends, influence people, all right? He says, you can make more friends in 2 months by becoming interested in other people than you can in 2 years by trying to get other people interested in you. Connection. Remember I said it's listening to the stories of others? And here this is going to dovetail with the work that we're doing at Practical Applications. Get results with your words. But here we're taking it to a deeper level. And here we're talking about the underpinnings behind it. Practical Applications is more tactical. What do I do when I'm networking? What do I do when I'm on stage? What am I doing? It's tactical, right? Here we want to understand the underpinnings of influence and understand how we become that person who is influential, who actually has that impact on the world. So it's a bigger scope of what we're doing here. Connection. Influencers are connected to people, right? And we'll talk about this, you know, I want to suss out a little bit more about what influence is, but in a couple of minutes, I want to think about, well, who are some of the people who've influenced you? Was there some kind of connection? Mary Kay sussed out something really important here. They were really influential. They wanted to, you know, they didn't even care about me or know my name or, you know, but they were influential. Well, you know, if it's that close in person with you, there is a sense of connection. And even for one of the things that fascinates me, you know, one of my mentors is Sandra Yancey. I love, love, love her work. I've been studying her work for years. I'm always both a teacher and a student. She has 500,000 people in her network. And one of the things that I think creates the deep level of influence that she has is that although she's connected with 500,000 people, I think of like one of the people in my eWomen chapter, I often think of Amy. She is sure that Sandra Yancey is her personal friend. And there's reasons that she feels that way because Sandra actually cares. There are so many people and she actually cares. So connection. Thank you, Mary Kay. Beautiful. What else? What influence is, what else is bubbling up inside you? We could spend the whole day just trying to figure out what it is. I don't want to do that, but I just, at the outset, well, what's the object that we're even talking about? Not some dictionary definition, what it means to us. Let's hear one more. What else would you like to add about what influence is? Yeah, Yvonne.
For me, it's supporting people, and it's kind of in the line of what Marnie was saying, supporting people to be their best self.
I love that. And thank you for that. You answered that on your survey, right? I remember, and thank you for that.
Thank you for reading.
I read them all, you know. So supporting people to be their best self. So what kind of action are they taking? Again, not interested in influence on the dark side. I'm influential. I have power over that person. That might be some model of influence. It's not what you're going to find here. You know, I'm influential. I have power over that person. They go and zombie-like, you know, do something that's harmful to them. That's not what we're learning here, right? Instead, it's about connection. It's about lighting the way for people to move forward. They actually take action and in the direction of their best self. They get to become more and more of who they are. So we are training, that's not a deep enough word. We're inspiring, that's a better word, inspiring them to become their best selves and actually take action on it. And when we do that, that's influence, right? Beautiful, love that. Okay. What else? Yeah, Mary Kay.
I have another word that's keeps running in my head, it's choice.
Feels really important to me. Certainly connected with not being over there on the dark side, you know? But I'd love to hear more about that. With connection, got it. With choice, that could mean a bunch of different things in this context. So tell us a sentence or two so we understand how you're thinking about choice as connected with influence.
Providing choices that people didn't know about before. New possibilities. Yes. Choice is, choice is important.
Mary Kay, I love it. You know, just single words. I've loved Marnie, beautiful. Yvonne, beautiful. And with just that single word, I have those chills again. And I think it's how it's connected with everything, this whole interwoven tapestry that we're creating here. Because when you talked about choice that they didn't know about before, the words that started echoing in my mind, and I was just reading Teresa de Grosbois in her book, Mass Influence, quotes and investigates Martin Luther King's Jr.'s so well-known and studied speech, I Have a Dream. I mean, it's probably the best studied speech on the planet, right? Most investigated speech. And if you think about it, isn't that what that's doing? I have a dream. I have a dream of something that hadn't even been envisioned, not really, not embodied, not actually before. And that dream is not simply an idea or a thought, inspiring massive action, changing the quality and the quality of people's lives, how they relate with each other, what they're actually doing in the world. It's presenting a different choice that may not even have been imagined, may have not even been envisioned before. And this is the visionary part of influence. Influencers are visionaries. They see something big. They see something bigger than others may have. And sometimes we think, okay, well, I'm going to practice my influence on, you know, something small because I don't really, you know, sometimes our story goes something like this, because I don't really believe in myself. And so like, I'll just practice here, but I'm not really the person who is influential. And it's all starting backwards. You get it? So when I'm starting from that place, and then that's even that's hard. It's like, I can't get my kid to go to bed on time. I'm not saying I can't be an influencer if I can't get my kid to go to bed on time. Right? Don't beat yourself up when that happens, right? But sometimes we start small because our small self tells us that we're not an influencer and has already disqualified us. influencers are visionaries who provide choices to people, another path. They light the way for people to move forward, as Marnie put it, right? In ways that might not even have been seen before. They are visionaries. They think big. They present new possibilities, right? So anything else about what influence is before we move on?
A word that jumped out to me when you were saying that was hopeful, that visionary view is something that is, as Yvonne was saying, you know, it's their best self. It's, mm-hmm. it's about what can be, and not about perfect, but about better.
I love it. It's a better, it's a new vision. It's something that is hopeful. It's something that opens people up. It's uplifting for ourselves, for others, and on the planet. And if I can find it, because I've scouted through some of the influence literature for you, and I love that we don't need to reinvent the wheel. We can find out what others have done. And also to know, and this is going to be deeply important for, not this segment, we'll get more into it in the second and third segments. It's already inside us. We already know. I want you to notice how much we already know collectively about influence. This is not some object out there that is foreign to us. We know it's inside us, all right? So Karen McGregor, who's in our practical applications course, she's written a book. Actually, I'll show it to you. It's the only book of influence I've got around here. She's written a book called The Tao of Influence. So she's like, she's done a lot of work on influence. And one of her friends, David Wolf, I saw him speak at a Peak Potentials event years ago. There were a bunch of other people on that stage. I don't even remember who was on the stage, but I remember David Wolf, Dr. David Wolf from 10 years ago. That man had power. That man had influence. That man had a beingness inside him that emanated and touched people's lives. If you get what I'm saying, if that makes sense, you know what I'm saying, right? And he's a friend of Karen's, and she quotes him in her book. David Wolf says this. He's a raw food advocate. He's a superfood expert, and he's out to transform the world in his area. He thinks big, right? He says this about influence. If you want to look up, if you want to grab her books on page 22, right? He says this. I don't like to be, and it'll so resonates with what we're talking about here. Dr. David Wolf. I don't like to be after influence for influence's sake. Influence has to do with our ability to alter the direction that our world is heading. To me, that's a spiritual directive. Karen says about him, David's message and action over the last two decades has transformed many people's choices. You hear those words in there, like all resonant with what we've been talking about here. David's message and action over the last two decades has transformed many people's choices. And he continues to influence people worldwide to wake up to their personal and collective choices for themselves and for the earth. He demonstrates the heart of influence, acting for the good of all and for our planet. So again, just take a moment, jot down one insight, one aha. An aha can be, like Hiram Smith says, a bufo moment, blinding flash of the obvious, but it's something embodied, something lived, something known right here, right now. Take a moment to jot down your aha. Okay. Anything bubbling up wanting to be said?
I have something. So I wrote, is my aha is that we already know and understand influence, each of us. Mm-hmm. have probably had those influencers and are influencers already. And we already know what it is not. So you were referring to that. So I wrote manipulative and self-serving. And so I couldn't help but think about where we are right now in this historical time period and the kind of confusion and frustration that I've been feeling over some of the world events. Mm-hmm. And I look at that and I go, that's perfectly explained by the fact that some of the people who are being termed influencers, it's completely about manipulation and self-serving, and it's a complete opposite. So I have a little bit of reluctance about using the term influencer because of the way it's been used in society lately.
Oh, Marnie, I got those chills again. You guys are, I love what you're sharing here. Everything that's been said is so on point, is so beautiful. And Marnie, you're already, I mentioned it briefly and you picked it up, and we're going to dive in further in the next blocks about this, but I love how you said it. We already know and understand about influence. This is huge. This is so empowering when we begin from that, instead of those, well, that's those people out there. And that what it's, we know what it is, we know what it's not, the manipulative, self-serving. Thank you for that. Beautiful. And then what your comments bring to mind for me is there has never been, doesn't this make sense? Never been a more important time on this planet for us to own that word influence, to understand our power of influence and to tap into it for the upliftment and good of all. If that makes sense to you, it's like, what better time than now? Raise your hand. For a whole multitude of reasons. Thank you. Beautiful. All right. Oh, one more piece that I wanted to add about that. I think it's so important as we investigate and tap into and grow our influence that we not simply get stuck in pushing against, right? Pushing against, that is dvesha, that's aversion, causes suffering every time, the yogis will tell us. We pull things toward us. I have to be influential. Oh no, if I'm not influential in this moment, everything falls apart. We're going to suffer. We're not going to become influential. We'll suffer, the yogis say. That's raga, attachment. Aversion. And, you know, we can have moments of it. It means the yogis say we're going to have moments of it. It means we're human. And we could see a bit of that in Marnie. And have I had that when I'm reading the news, like true confessions? Yes. You know, if you've had a moment where you've read something in the news or something that's going on, and sometimes you want to push it away, raise your hand. Is it just Marnie and me, or, you know, thank you. Sometimes wanting to push away, right? So it's okay that that happens. It means we're human, the yogis say. But if we stop there, it's like, I want to just push away and push against those people. We haven't sourced our own place of influence and power. And I want to return to that. I have a dream. Think of how that's centered in that vision and that dream. Does it start with pushing against, or does it say, here's where I start, here's where I begin, here's where the vision is? And it's, can you hear it? It's like bigger, it's broader, it's huge, it's all encompassing. And the thing that is pulling in the opposite direction or something, it's almost like it's, when it's truly influenced, it's swept away by the power of this vision. Did you hear that? So it's like how we be not on the dark side, just like, I don't like that one, I don't like that one, I don't like that one. We end up reacting. What's my vision? How am I serving people? What's my big why? And like Teresa DeGrosma really emphasizes with mass influence, like go big or go home. It's hard when we're playing small. Sandra Yancey teaches that all the time too. The world of playing small is hard because it's littered with all those people who are all playing small or playing even medium sized. That's hard. So much easier to go big, to go visionary, to actually put my stake in the ground, stand for that thing, and create a wave, a ripple of transformation, because I have a vision. I have something that I see that transforms the lives of others. If that makes sense to you, raise your hand. Did I find the words to say it? Thank you. So thank you, Marnie, for that. Beautiful. Yes. anything. Do you get that? Like how far we've come. This is our, you know, first hour in, and all we've said is like, what is influence? But if you see that we've already made a transformation in ourselves of what influence is, what it's not, how, what our relationship is to it, how we can claim it, the stories that are connected to it, and how we can break open to a different level of influence, raise your hand. Thank you. All we've done is like, what is influence anyway? But because of the way that you're playing and how deeply diving we're in, what a deep dive we're doing, we've already moved mountains here. Thank you. All right. Anything else of bubbling up, wanting to be said about what influence is? Okay. Let me see. I said that this part was going to be welcome and intentions, yours and mine. What influence is, characteristics of influential people and why it matters. So we've been talking about what influence is. We've kind of implicitly talked about some characteristics, like Marnie was saying, it's not manipulative, it's not self-serving, it's about showing the light. We've already done some of that and figuring out what influence is, but we're going to dive deeper into that in just a minute, or like a few minutes. I'm going to change the order. That's where I was going to go next. But because of where our discussion is going, I want to skip over to why it matters, and we'll come back to characteristics of influential people because I want to flesh that out a little bit more, right? But I think we're so in the energy of why it matters that we can answer that for ourselves deeply here, because you guys have done some amazing, amazing, amazing job about what it is. When we truly understand what it is, I think the why it matters spills out of that, evolves from it, emanates from it. Does that make sense? So let's go there then. If influence is lighting the world, it's action, it's not manipulative, it's not self-serving, it's finding the best, helping others be their best self, it's lighting the way to move forward, it's choice, it's, you know, some, it's connection, it's, you know, many, many things that have been said here. It's not influence for influence sake, adding David Wolf's words, for instance. So taking that together as in what influence is for us, why does it matter? It may be, you might go, Michelle, that's so obvious, I don't want to say it. It's right in there in what we said. But being explicit about this, naming it matters. Because if we don't understand why it matters, why would we do it? Why fuels us? Why do you think, given that influence is that, why does it matter? You might just go, well, refer to what we just said, Michelle. Didn't you get it? Are you the slow one in the classroom here, Michelle? You know? But I want to hear what matters to you about this. Why does it matter? Mary Kay, thank you.
There's less suffering.
Yes. Like it's so obvious that it wasn't being said, you know what I'm saying? And that's one of many, many things. What if we actually get to reduce suffering on the planet? And sometimes I want to start from there, less suffering. And sometimes that's, you know that I'm a student of Abraham Hicks. I love their stuff. And sometimes it's kind of like, if we focus on the dark side, it's like, there's a little tinge of that in the dark side. If we can take that and springboard to the light side, if what we're creating is less suffering, aren't we creating, what are we creating more of then, Mary Kay? If there's less suffering, then there's more what?
More enlightenment.
More enlightenment, yes. More enlightenment, what else?
Joy and connection.
Yes, joy is the word I thought of. More joy, more connection. Fantastic. I mean, isn't that worthy of our time and effort and our life on this planet? Fantastic. And what else?
Open-mindedness too.
And let's investigate that. That's another one of those where you said choice and we wanted to dive deeper into that. And then it was right through the words of, you know, Dr. David Wolf about choice, right? Those people who are talking about the influencers who are talking about influence, we get it too. We know that. Not in the sense of, I already know that, move on, but it's in our bones. It's in our, we got it, right? So open-mindedness, just like I asked you with choice, say more about that, Mary Kay. I agree with you. But I want to hear how you're hearing it.
Well, I was hearing it in connection with animals and more open-minded to positive reinforcement and what I teach. more kindness and looking at animals, not just from a myopic view, but from like who they are.
And remember, thank you, Mary Kay. I love that. Remember when we were talking, I want to connect this with that word visionary that we talked about. All right. And the, you know, to go big. So Mary Kay, can I do kind of it's not you, but just so people can see it as a straw version, a not real version, a mini wrong version of your work, and then a realer version so people can hear it. Are you okay if I do that? I do it in another field, but I think it will be, I wouldn't suggest it if it wasn't ahimsa, nonviolence, non-harming, all right? So are you okay if I do that? Thank you for that trust. Thank you for that, all right? So here's a straw, not real, but what some people would go for, a version of Mary Kay's work. And she would never do this only, but it might be, hey, will you stop hitting your horse, please? You know, right? Can you see that? That's like, that might be a piece of what happens. That might be, but it's like, that would be Mary Kay being in small vision. Like, I'm just gonna, you know, and it might even be a part of the even broader vision, but the broader vision is deeper and more profound than that. And if we've been hanging around Mary Kay at all, you know, when she says, can you hear it? Can you feel it? I'm not saying this translates directly to copy on the page or what she's going to say in the strategy session, but what's her vision? And will she stand for her vision? And what I hear in Mary Kay when she says, look, could you feel it in that moment? There they are, that animal there. There's more kindness in the world. There's more connection. If, you know, if we had, that's door number one, it's like, hey, stop hitting your animal. And here's part B, you know, door number one, and door number two is what I just said, even if we have trouble articulating it. Who thinks that the big visionary is version one of Mary Kay that I just did? Door number one. Nobody, right? Who thinks is door number two? Can you get it? Raise your hand. Did I find the words to say it? Yeah. Yes, thank you. And it doesn't mean that door number one can't be a part of it. Maybe the very first thing we need to do if somebody is at that place is, I'm not saying that there's no place for that, but that is underneath a something bigger, something broader, a broad vision that people can get behind. Think Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. I have a dream. I have a dream. He didn't just say that, you know, I want this one kid to stop suffering only, and therefore then we'll be okay for today. Nothing like that. Visionary. More, and Mary Kay says, more enlightenment. And it's like, it's also moving from less suffering. That's part of it. But then from there, more enlightenment. I love what you said, Mary Kay, more joy, more connection, and more open-mindedness. That's the vision. Hold for that. Thank you. Why does influence matter? That was beautiful, Mary Kay. We were like, done, go home, right? But there's more and more. We could spend the whole day just on this. We won't, but I'd like to hear at least from one more of you, because then it's yours. Then you own it. It's for you.
I always like to refer to the concept of universal truths, that we spend so much time grounded in division and difference, but that when you really look at people, we all have joy, we all have sorrow, we all have loss. It doesn't matter what culture you come back or what rituals are associated with your religion, but those universal truths of connection and joy and loss and grief. And so that human-centeredness, that when I listen to people talk in divisive ways, it's always, can we come back to what we share rather than what we are divided by?
I love it, Marnie. And can I find it here? Did I write it down? Give me 1 second. Because what you said reminded me so much. Yeah, okay. So in her book, The Tao of Influence, Karen McGregor says there's 3 stages of influence. Self-centeredness, then a win-win mentality, then selflessness. I wouldn't personally use those words. I wouldn't think of it like that. But I think what she's getting at, I like how you put it here. I'm not saying that that's wrong, what she said. But what I'm saying, like, at selflessness, sometimes that means, like, for heart-centered folks who just grind themselves into the dust, like, you know, sometimes we can mishear that. But I think what she's getting at in her book on influence, at the heart of it, says something like something transcendent, something like what I love how you said, Marnie. It's that it's even beyond, well, okay, win-win can sometimes be transactional, you know? Selfishness, I think she means it like this, like, I'm just out for it, influence over power over manipulation. We don't want that version. And then even win-win, sometimes even that's transactional, right? Okay, well, I'll give you this tit for tat. If you give me that, you know, I have influence. And beyond that is the vision that I think she's getting at when she says selflessness, but I like how you put it, Marnie. Universal truths that transcend this divisiveness on our planet. Then we're part of growing on the planet. We're part of healing. We're part of creating connection. We're part of, and we see that person in front of us in their wholeness, in their realness, not as separate from me, but we start to recognize how we are one on the planet. I mean, that sounds so kitschy sometimes. I don't know how to say it and let it land. We understand our deep humanness and we relate to each other from that place. And the deepest of influencers, that's connected with what I said earlier on, it's about listening to other people's stories. Not your story is different and I don't like you and you're something, but pushing that person away. Oh, you said that. And something inside me is, you know, I hold this big vision of what's possible and it brings other people in because I'm not creating further division. I'm creating something that's larger, that moves the world, that changes the face of our planet even. Thank you, Marnie. And I see you nodding. I heard what you said, right? Yeah, beautiful. Got it. Yes. All right. Why influence matters. Anything else bubbling up, bursting to be said? Okay.
I was going to add one more thing. I feel like I'm talking too much, but...
Okay, stop for a second.
Yep, I know. That's a story that I carry for garbage from other people.
Okay, and even there, I'm going to stop you again. Other people's garbage. Sorry, we'll get there. I'll let you speak. Hang on. Thank you, Marty. Thank you for that. I can hear the, you know, both, oh my goodness, there's an editor, and also, if I didn't feel permission. Well, you know, it's like it's an earth shattering. That was a mic drop moment, right? Whatever was there behind you. So influencers take up space. Influencers say things that sometimes other people aren't going to like. It's saying creating division. It's not about that. But it's not listening to the small voices around us, a small voice inside ourselves. Go, I can't say that. You know, big vision, big why, then we'll risk it. We'll risk speaking. As Marnie, you did here, right? And then I saw you. I'm like that too. I blush, you know, right? It's like, she got me. Oh my goodness, is she not going to let me speak? And oh my, right? Daring to say, daring to speak, having the courage to speak. Marnie, great work already. Thank you. So go ahead with full permission and space to speak. You have something really important and valuable to say.
The first comment I made was about the universal truths, what brings us together. But the second piece is also allowing space for different perspectives that serve mm-hmm. the self and the community, and that we don't have to all fit a certain mold.
I love that. There's space for, there's spaciousness. There's a deep recognition of that other person. Can you hear it? Listening to other stories. If you don't fit my mold exactly, then I'm going to throw you away and think that you're unimportant because, or something deeply respectful, something deeply resonant, something deeply in service of the upliftment of all. Again, influencers are visionaries. Thank you. Love it. All right. So jot down one aha, what influence is, why it matters. The one thing that, again, not does this apply, but how does this apply to me? That's the way we take in more for us that allows us to use this to serve and to grow. So jot down that one aha for you. And if there hasn't been more than one aha here, I'll eat my hat. Just beautiful work, you guys. One aha. Okay, thank you. Anything wanting to be said? Just emptying out the room so that we have ears to hear. Otherwise, we're still back there with that thought, you know? Full permission always, you know, to join in and speak. What you're saying here is really powerful. Oh, yeah, go ahead, Yvonne. Whoa, just in the nick of time. Reminds me to leave enough space. Thank you for that. Yep, just got it in under the wire. Yeah.
I think for what really landed for me, that it is okay to take up space as an influencer.
And can we hear this influence as story more deeply, the hearing that title more deeply than you did maybe when you walked in today? It's okay to take up space as an influencer. If I don't give myself that permission and know why it matters and why we want to do that, I have taken myself out of the game at the outset. And the reverse of that, what if it's not only, and I love that, both first giving myself permission, and what if I can even expand on what you've shared with us here, Yvonne, and say, it's not only okay to take up space as an influencer. What if this is my birthright? What if this is what we're designed to do on this planet? What if this is our best life, our best impact, our best upliftment? So it's not just win-win-win on the planet, but for the joy of all. First, releasing those editors that, oh, that's not us for somebody else, right? It's okay. And that's the profound shift in that I want to emphasize. It's huge. I want to gloss over. When I said that could be the most profound shift for you, for instance, Yvonne, and for others listening here this whole day. Oh, it's okay to take up space as an influencer. Me, right? I can do that. And then further built on that, what if it's my birthright? What if it's my calling? What if that's what each of us self-actualized on this planet are designed to do, each in our own sphere? Mary Kay's gift is not Marnie's gift. Marnie's gift is not Marie's gift. Marie's is not Wendy's. Wendy's is not Yvonne's. And for those who are listening in the recording, not Andrea's, not Jamie's, and so like others who are listening in the recording, Carly, Jasmine, right? Others listening to the recording. Our gifts are uniquely our own. What if it's my birthright to do that? What if that's what I'm designed to do on this planet? Imagine that. What if Martin Luther King Jr. woke up and said, you know, I could have a dream or I could just, I don't know, watch Netflix, you know, if Netflix existed then, I'm a loss to the world. We all have that inside us. What if I tap into that? It's okay to take up space as an influencer. Thank you, Yvonne. All right. Anything else bubbling up, wanting to be said? What influence is, why it matters? And what our intentions are for the day. This is our matter for this morning. Okay, we have one last piece that I want to cover this morning. And that, if you remember, it is characteristics of influential people. Just like when we got to why influence matters, it's like, Michelle, didn't you hear it? Were you the slow one in the classroom? It's like, it's already there. But as we fleshed it out, we heard more. Same thing. It's like, Michelle, weren't you listening? And the what and the why, we already got the characteristics of influential people, but I want to dive in and focus there specifically so we can hear it for ourselves, right? And just as in practical applications, when we go, when we look at networking personalities to emulate and avoid, and when we can see them, we can start to build them into our world and start to playfully have fun with ourselves. We're like, oops, I've done that before. It's okay. It means I'm human. We've all done it. And it's like, let that go. And then you remember Karen on the call is like, oh my goodness, when I let go of that and realize that even the one-on-one mattered. And then all this that happened, like from just even one networking personality, for instance, or even imagining that that could be important. How much more so? So practical applications is tactical. On this place, on this place, on this place, and in this place. Here, it's like being an influencer on the planet. It has, can you feel that? The larger scope of what we're doing here. And it's the groundwork that we don't have time to go into in practical applications, but it is the ground for everything that we do there. Make sense? Yeah, I see you nodding. Okay, fantastic. So then it, that old fashioned word came up, it behooves us. I don't know why it came up like that. It's like, it's incumbent upon us. It matters to us. It's an important thing to do. I don't know, something like that. I think I came up with that old fashioned word, it behooves us. It's like, wow, it would be a really good thing to do. But you know, it's a short way of saying that. I think I've only used that word, you know, two or three times in my life. That's how it came up in me. It's like that profound. To investigate the characteristics of influential people. We already have some of them sitting on the table when we look through that lens. But if you think of somebody who has influenced you, for instance, or when you've been influential, or people that you, you know, sometimes if you don't think they're influential, or you don't admire their way of their being called influencers, then what's the opposite of that? Let's just start to create in our the last part of this block here. What are the, if that is, it's okay to take up space as an influencer, what Yvonne said, and also even it's my birthright, it's what I'm designed to do on this planet. Well, then what is that? What characteristics do they have, these influencers? So let's hear from you. Again, I want to create this collectively. What are the characteristics of influencers? What do you think? Yeah, Yvonne, thank you.
Heart-centered.
Heart-centered. Absolutely. With everything we said, doesn't that make sense? For our way of looking at influence, that kind of rules out Hitler, for instance. I mean, I'm using such a gross example. It's like, that's not the kind of influence we're talking about. Heart-centered. How else could we light up the path? And then Marnie's words, right? How else could we be connected, you know? Heart-centered. Actually, there's a piece around that heart-centered that I want to share with you. Because again, some pieces around influence have been contemplating influence or not, there's a lot. And there's another piece about that heart-centered. And this is from John C. Maxwell's book, Becoming a Person of Influence. And he says, if you want to go look up his book, it was on page 40 of my edition. He says, before you can do anything else, and he's talking about like, what is it? What are the characteristics of an influencer, right? And here's, I found this really striking. He said, before you can do anything else in the lives of others, and again, he's talking about influencers, what it means to become, the title of his book, Becoming a Person of Influence. Before you can do anything in the lives of others, you must show them love. Exactly what Yvonne was just talking about. Without it, there can be no connection, what Mary Kay said, right? There can be no connection, no future. Marnie talking about lighting up that future path for them, right? And no success together. So let me read it without interrupting now. Before you can do anything else in the lives of others, you must show them love. Without it, there can be no connection, no future, and no success together. Think back to some key people who've had an impact on your life. An incredible teacher. A fantastic boss. A special aunt or uncle. Undoubtedly, when you spent time with those people, you could sense that they cared about you. And in return, you responded positively to them. We know so much about influence. Yvonne says heart-centered in his book, Becoming a Person of Influence. He's like, that's right up there front and center. Heart-centered. Thank you. What else? What do we know about the characteristics of influencers?
I think that the real big influencers, and I'll use Martin Luther King as an example, it's outside of themselves. So the cause is bigger than themselves. So, you know, they put themselves at risk. They go around barriers. They stand through discrimination. They still rise up, and they rise up as their best self, despite all that other stuff.
Got those chills again. Isn't this bringing together a lot of what we've been talking about beautifully? This is beautiful, Marnie. And when we start with influence, won't we build a different company? Won't we build a different life? Therefore, won't we build a different world? I know that this is not where you guys start from, or you wouldn't be here. But think of it, if we just start tactically, if we start, well, you know, I want to build a business. So that means I got to sell stuff to people. And what is it that I can sell that people will buy, because I want to make sure that I, you know, go out there and make a bunch of money for myself. I mean, some businesses are built that way. Nobody here is starting this way, or you wouldn't have been attracted to this work. But can you hear how small that sounds? Even if it's a multi-million dollar company, like, I don't know. I don't know about you, but I'm not interested. When it starts with a cause, when it starts with a vision, when it starts with, you said, it's outside themselves, a cause bigger than themselves. Teresa DeGrosse says, you know, go big or go home. She's not the one who invented that phrase. Like, for influencers, that's what it's about. They'd even put themselves at risk. How passionate are you about the work that you do? And if you don't have that, Teresa DeGrosse says, either find that or do something else. How much does it matter to you? I've said, in the context of, some of you have been in the room when I said it, I would die for my people. Marie, you were there when it happened. When I was, we don't do that kind of stuff anymore in this community, but it's like we did this climbing, some like breaking through barriers, climbing a rock wall together when nobody had done it, or one person had done it, climbing a rock wall, you know, blindfolded to break through barriers. I've done that kind of work with people before. The person who was the scaredest to belay in that group, she thought, I can't do it. The person's life depends on it. And I just stood by her, and I didn't care if she got it or not. I just stayed with her, connection. And then when it was time for somebody to go up, I went first. And I said, I want you to do that for me. I put my life in her hands. When I say it, I don't mean it metaphorically, right? I would die for her transformation, and I trusted her. I didn't think I was going to die. But I trusted her that much. It's like, I don't mean these words metaphorically. How much does that thing that you're doing matter to you? Marnie, I love that. Outside themselves, the cause is bigger. They put themselves at risk even, because it matters that much. That's a life on fire. In the yoga tradition, that's tapas, burning zeal. That's a life on purpose. How much does that thing you're doing matter to you? And it's like, meh, I could take it or leave it. Teresa DeGrosse says, find that bigger why, go big or go home. And Sandra Yancey says, it's easier to go bigger, because if we're met about it and then we're trying to convince to come and join us, like, why would we? Why would they? We're not even convinced ourselves, and we don't even think it matters. That's really hard. Go big. And then we'll take the actions. Does that make sense? That the actions flow out of that passion. This matters like the breath I breathe. It's a question that I often ask people at strategy sessions. When we found the thing that matters, that like that I have something that can help that person, I say, how much does this matter to you? Do you to transform this on a scale of 1 to 10? I might have asked you that question. If their answer, I've tried with somebody who's answered 6. I tried. I can't help that person. There's not enough fire inside them about transforming this thing so they can do the work that they do. What's the fire in you? Meeting the fire in other people. And when we have it inside us, we get to play with other people who have that fire too. Get to be around other influencers. Influencers have that tapas, burning zeal, passion. Then we get to play on that field. All right. It's 11:30 at my place. So what I want to do is we're going to enter into the second block, still thinking about, because we haven't finished investigating, but what you said was so powerful, Marnie, that I wanted to dive in there deeply so we could hear it. Let's wrap up this first part with just one or two or three words, a gift that you want to give others, something that you have heard here, something that has landed in you, some aha, just one or two or three words. We'll wrap up this first block, and then we'll come back to those. We'll start with the end of this block, the characteristics, because we haven't finished yet. Characteristics of influential people. And then just to remind you, influence resources. That's where we're going to go next. Where would you like to have influence? How to create influence? Recognizing influence is a learnable skill. And how do we actually do that? Transferring that excellence from other areas of our lives so that we can tap into this power. And it's so much bigger. Can you get it? And it's like, okay, I just want to get a little influence to make that person. That's not about that at all. Something so much bigger for our lives, for our companies, for our worlds here. So one or two or three words. Yvonne, you're in my upper left-hand corner. To something, some aha from this block before we go into our break.
It's my birthright.
Thank you. Love it. I didn't know what you were going to say, but I can't think of more perfect words.
Neither did I.
Trusting that, right? Love it. Marnie, you're next on my screen.
Your passion, their needs.
So beautiful. A world in a few words. Yes. Mary Kay.
It all fits with the animals.
Yes. More than two, one or two or three words, and so beautifully spoken, it's perfect. Sometimes influencers are real breakers, right? Love it, Mary Kay. Thank you. Yes. Marie?
My actions flow out of my passion.
Yes. Answers that, you know, I don't know what to do. I don't, well, but when it's that big, we're just going to do it. I don't know what to do. The action part flows out of my passion. Yes. Wendy, I don't know if you're in this place where you can speak or not. Wendy.
Speaking my truth may not always, like others may not always like my truth, but I have the birthright to speak my truth.
It's my birthright to speak my truth. Whether or not others like it, yes. Thank you. Love it. All right, we're going to take a break until 12 o'clock Mountain Time. I'm going to stop this recording. So we'll have three separate recordings.